Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And what a pleasant, pleasant surprise. If none other than my good friend, Professor Bob Harvey, all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. Professor Harvey, you don't have anything better to do than to listen to a carpetbagger like me in the morning?
No, well, I'm a scallywag, so it really doesn't
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing better. I hear your voice. How's the family?
Family's doing well. How are you
doing? Doing fine, man, but I am thrilled.
Great.
When Sam told me it's Bob Harvey, I'm saying, what? Professor Bob Harvey is on the line? Man, it's so good to hear your voice.
I was just on the internet and just surfing and looking at the state of Ohio, the state of North Carolina, and several other states that are now pushing some of these laws to arm teachers. And I'm sitting there just shaking my head, looking at all of them. And I was looking at one of these Fox websites.
So let me say this before you go any further. So people won't misunderstand. Professor Harvey is a gun owner. He is a person who trained in his military time, who trained soldiers in how to handle weapons. He's not some guy who's anti-gun. I think it's important that we lay that out first, Professor Harvey.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that, you know, even if you had 17 to 18-year-olds, they go through about 105 modules of training. They're going through basic training, and certainly through AIT, which is the Advanced Individual Training after basic training. They receive extensive training on the M16 weapon systems and the M203 grenade launcher, which is nothing more than M16 with a 12-inch tube to launch grenades. And they learn how to take it apart, put it back together, they learn how to nomenclature. Then you learn all of those things. And then on top of that, you train military personnel to fire their weapons on orders. Understand how that goes. They do it under orders. Now what you're talking about doing is training teachers. And here's the problem with that, because I also, for about a year and a half, we are working through the Commission on Community Relations for the city of Milwaukee, went in and did two sessions of training for the police classes, cadet classes in the police academy up on Teutonia. And one of the things that we stressed is that when you are training with a weapon system, you have to understand what you're going through when you send those young police officers, men and women, into a building. If you have individuals, teachers or not, who are armed, and those are young officers, oftentimes they're the young ones going through first because they're the gung-ho ones they go through first, but you send them in there, though, even seasoned police officers, Earl, they don't know who the enemy is, and they're not for the first few frantic seconds they go through there. They're trying to get in there and protect and save the personnel, including the babies, the children, in the school. And now you're going to complicate that by sending in police officers in a building where you've got also halfway or semi-trained teachers and administrators armed. And you're going to create more confusion. It's going to slow down their reaction and response time. And you're going to jeopardize the children and the staff even more. Who's the enemy and who's not? And we need to be clear on that when we send those police officers into those buildings. And that's the travesty of this whole argument, where you see all these states now that are passing these laws, wanting to talk about, and talking about Ted Cruz and the rest of them are hardening the targets. We don't need to harden the targets of our children. If we can't protect them, then we've got no justifiable reason to exist as a country. It's asinine. It's insane.
You know, Professor Harvey, to say without thought that we're going to put guns in the hands of teachers. Did anybody ask the teachers if they want guns in their hands?
I guarantee. Not only that, Earl, it's also suppressing the idea of freedom of thought and freedom of exchange in the classroom, especially when you get to the older students. If they're going to exchange ideas and have academic freedom, you stifle that when you got guns sitting in the classroom.
So Professor Harvey, let's examine a scenario where that happens. All right, let's say they're in kindergarten, grade school. And the teacher, what is the teacher going to do? Have the gun on the desk, in the desk, unlocked? Because if around children who we know can move around and get access, they're certainly not going to wear it on their hip. Let's say you move up to a high school level. And
that's right, even if, and Earl, on that quick thought, even if they got it locked away somewhere, they got to get to it.
That's my point. It makes no sense.
And a person coming through the door with an automatic weapon system, you know, like AR-15 or whatever, that individual, knowing full well that he's that teacher's arm, he's going to cut him down first.
So, Professor, I mean, what thought did they put into this?
None except the idea that they're going to the extreme. You got 400 million guns. And their only solution with the conservative right is to arm more people. In other words, Earl, they're engaging in an arms race. And let me tell you something about arms races throughout world history. There has never been anyone to win the arms race. Because every time you come up with something, they come up with something more. And it's amazing how we sit here and talk about more guns. The only way to stop a bad guy with the gun is a good guy with the gun. Well, who in the hell determines what a good guy is? Because everybody is good until they commit a crime. I mean, that 18-year-old, he was good until he decided to go out there and take a gun and kill somebody. I mean, when are we going to learn that the logic, Earl, it makes no sense. It's a blind logic going back to the time of the medieval ages, to the dark ages in world history. And nobody is bothering to put the brakes on it. And I've always said the most responsible party and population that's going to have to deal with this, and it's just like a Jolly said the other day on MSNBC, the only people that's going to change this are those people who right now profess to be the conservatives or the Trumpians. Some of them got to get the light bulb has to go on, and they have to realize that going down this path is a path, going down the path of the dark ages. We're stumbling back into the 7th, 8th, and 9th century of world history while the rest of the world is moving forward into 22nd.
But you know, Professor Harvey, that's not just happening with individual gun ownership. It's our federal government that continues to...
Well, see, the federal government, it's stale and it's dead right now, Earl, because a large part of our population send these individuals to Washington in the House and the Senate with the intent of blocking anything. In other words, they're told that if you participate in any way and cross over the aisle, we are going to primary you.
Right.
And they are scared to death. And many of your Democrats today that are in a lot of their districts, they're in pretty safe districts. But it's in those gray area or those purple districts all over the country, like in the case of Manchin in West Virginia and the young senator from Arizona. They are scared to death.
Christian Sinema.
Yes, they are scared to death of crossing over or doing anything that may upset their conservative base. When you govern scared, you don't govern at all. And that's been the way it's been, actually, for about the last 30 to 40 years. This country has found itself stumbling through the dark ages of anarchy by running away from their democratic responsibility to look after the good of the nation. They're worried about their primaries. They're worried about their own self-egos and an ideology that is dangerous to a democratic republic. And that's where we are right now. We're not going to get anything done with the Congress. The Congress is paralyzed with fear. And then, of course, you've got the state assemblies, which have taken off now. They're the most dangerous ones. I mean, abortion laws. Earl, just think about this process. If a 12-year-old little girl is raped or through incest or whatever, and she has a baby. She can't abort it because of the new law.
I know.
And what does it say? We already got the conservatives going on record. I saw a C-SPAN show yesterday where Republican congressmen were calling in, going after the budget. Naturally, they were blaming Biden for it. One of them said he's been wrecking the budgets for the last 2 years. First of all, Biden hasn't been in office 2 years.
Know.
You know, do your math. You can't even add straight, and then you're going to criticize. And now what you're going to do is you're going to have all these babies coming that are unwanted,